Welcome to the Happy Hour podcast. My name is Simon Ngoh and I am a lifestyle and wellness coach. I decided to have this podcast because I truly believe that I have a story to tell and some wisdom to share. So in each episode, I'll be sharing some gems that I have been through myself for more happiness, mindful living, and most importantly, have more gratitude in our day-to-day life. So without any further ado, let's dive into it. Welcome back to this week's episode on the Happy Hour podcast. My name is Simon. I'm a yoga teacher and also a lifestyle and wellness coach. This week's episode is going to be a meaningful conversations episode, and we haven't had this in a little while now. Meaningful Conversation is actually a segment that I created, and in each episode I catch up with someone in my life who I found their stories inspiring and most importantly real. Usually we sit down over a cuppa and just have a deep and meaningful chat over some beautiful topics that are really quite relevant and meaningful in today's world and society. This week's guest, her name is Caitlin, and the funny thing about Caitlin and this episode is that we actually try to record this episode and this content for a multiple amount of times. We first recorded it back in August 2018, and the thing was that the topic that we were supposed to be talking about was just so huge, and we got so excited that the structure of the conversation went so haywire that, you know, it's just, even with editing and whatever, things just don't make any sense, and you're just listening to the two of us babbling along, and I just didn't want it to happen. So we decided to meet again sometime this week to re-record with a little bit more structure and just cut the content down a little bit. We chatted for about an hour and 15 minutes, and guess what? We realized neither of us hit the record button. Bong, bong, bong. Massive fail there. And initially my reaction was that, oh my god, we just had such a juicy conversation, we just had such a juicy topic, and how are we ever gonna create that? And you know, when we speak about things like, you know, letting go of things that you cannot control and just take a deep breath in, followed by a deep breath out, and just move on. So we decided to initially say, okay, we're both tired now, we are exhausted after talking for an hour and 15 minutes, let's just try and cram the third take into, let's say, 30-35 minutes. But because it was so juicy as well, and the conversation just flowed so organically and so naturally, that it ended up to be almost an hour anyway. So Caitlin's coming on this episode of Meaningful Conversation this week to really talk about her personal journey into getting more chemical free in her life, and she's going to be sharing with us as well some of the little gems and tips and tricks on her journey into living more chemical free and toxic free. We chat about what essentially are essential oils, no pun intended, and also, you know, what to really watch out for when you're really starting out your journey using essential oils, and how that is actually really important in helping her achieve the chemical-free lifestyle that she's now really embracing, because she's swapping out some of the household items, personal care items in her day-to-day life with some of the essential oils infused products, or just other brands out there which are way better for us. So what to look out for in the ingredients list and stuff like that, and yes, and some of the really juicy information and research that she's found out, and all the things that we spoke about today, you can always catch up on the show notes on livingsimplysimon.com/podcast/16. So without any further ado, let's dive into this week's meaningful conversations with Caitlin, speaking on how to be more chemical free in our life. Enjoy. And before I forget, if you want to support this podcast, the best way is to hit the subscribe button on wherever you listen to your podcast and give us a wonderful review and share it with your friends and family. All right, enough babbling from Simon. Enjoy this juicy episode with Ms. Caitlin on how to get started with your chemical-free lifestyle. Caitlin, welcome to the Happy Hour podcast.
Hello.
I can't help but laugh.
Tell them.
Because Caitlin and I has actually already recorded this episode months ago before I went to Bali for my last retreat. So that was August.
Yep.
It was too broad a topic because what we're about to speak about was so juicy.
Yes.
And we went into a more messy direction that it was too hard to edit. We just spent about the last over an hour recording another juicy episode just to realize neither of us pressed the record button, and that's my fault. So I feel like in times like this,
take three now.
Third time's a charm, and I feel like at times like this, you just gotta take a deep breath in.
Persevere.
You just gotta let it out.
That's right.
You know, laugh it off, move on. Because no one can rewrite history.
Right.
But we can determine what we're going to do right now.
Correct.
And how we're going to move on.
Yes, let's do this.
So, Caitlin, let's tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
Okay. In the last 1 month, have just finished 2 years at Leadership College, have a diploma in leadership now. Rewind before that, I did a diploma of financial planning because I have a real heart for the way that we spend money and what we do with our money. And rewind past that, I was a chef, a pastry chef for 5 years. So I was exposed to the food industry, and that was a big part of what took me on my health journey and discovering whole foods and health and healthy living.
You've done it all. So we're here today to talk about, you know, and share about your personal journey into swapping into a more chemical-free life.
Yep.
So tell us a little bit more about that.
So it was over 3.5 years ago now that I was invited to a small little gathering with a group of girls and got to experience this world of essential oils and a little bit about chemical-free living. And it's just been, from then till now, a constant journey and passion.
Beautiful. For the people who don't know, what actually is essential oils?
Okay. So essential oils is the aromatic part of a plant. So it's the aroma. It's the essence. It is extracted from plants. So shrubs, bushes, flowers, trees, bark, bulbs. And it is distilled a very specific way to obtain the goodness of that plant and then put it into a bottle, and it is now an essential oil.
Wow. So it is something that is really rising in the last 12 to 18 months, just from my own personal observation. Is that what you sense as well, especially in our area, like in Sydney?
There's definitely been a shift within, I think, Australia as a nation. It's all over. It's all the way up to Perth. It's all the way down the coast. Mm-hmm. I think it's becoming more popular, and people are obviously seeing it more on social media, which can be a good thing and a bad thing.
Mm.
Because then there's a flooding in the market of lots of different essential oils. And I think for the consumer, it can be really hard. How do I know what one's good? And how do I even know what to choose?
Okay.
So with any movement that kind of comes through, and I don't even really want to call it a movement because, to be honest, it's been around for centuries, all the way back from ancient Egyptian times. This isn't just like a fad movement. I think it's just become more common and more people are using essential oils.
Mm.
But there's a lot of depth to it. It isn't just
go to the simple shop. As it sounds, no. Hey. So what do people really want to like be careful of when they are looking at a bottle, for example, of essential oils? Because obviously like essential oils has like prices from like $3 all the way up to like $300. Yeah. So why the massive discrepancy?
So there is a big range in quality, and there is companies like Young Living that have been around for over 20 years, and there's companies that have jumped on the bandwagon in the last even 3 months. So we're talking a lot of time between research and study and then copycats, imitators. Little things that you can just know today to look out for is that the word 100% therapeutic grade essential oil, there is a loophole with that phrase. So it is not illegal to say that if your product actually isn't pure. Be careful with words like organic, because we all know that you can say the word natural and there's like 2% natural product in it. So I think wording and marketing is something to be careful of. If you really want to dig deeper, I would look into the farming, sustainability, the ethics of the company, how they distill their oils. We could get a little bit more into the science and detail of it, but price in this situation is actually a genuine telltale.
Yeah. So, just you mentioned like, you know, the brand Young Living, and from what I understand is that this is a brand and a company that almost has done it for so long that they've perfected the craft of extracting essential oils and educating their members about the use of essential oils as well. And they've got this beautiful program as well that's called like Seed to Seal.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit more about that.
So when Young Living originally started, you know, it was more than 20 years ago. It's just that it didn't actually really hit the market until probably 20 years ago. The founder, Gary Young, was very aware that there was no legalities around what you can say and how oils are processed, and there's no rules. So he decided to create pretty much his own standard called Seed to Seal, which means he knows the farms that every single seed is planted in, so he knows the soil quality. Side note, all of Young Living Farms are over 50 years organic. They are way past and beyond certification, which is rare these days. And he knows the quality of the seed, the way it's cultivated, the way that, you know, every single plant is handled. There is no irrigation. Everything is watered by hand, all the way through distillation, the way that it's distilled. It has to be very gentle and kind and delicate, and making sure that we keep the constituents of the plant intact and that we don't burn them or hurt them, all the way through to the bottle.
So it's just treating like the source with respect once again, isn't it? It's absolutely like anything, like if you speak to any butcher, if you speak to any chef, they will just treat those ingredients with so much respect. Yes. No wastage, and we're just really using the whatever they're using to the
highest quality.
Yeah, and I think like in the sense it's possibly the same thing as well.
Correct.
Yeah. So do you have any top three essential oils that you can't live without? You feel free to change your answer because I've heard it before. And for the listeners out there that don't know, meaningful conversations, we usually start with icebreaker questions. But because I've asked you already, it doesn't have the same effect. We just decided to skip over it this time around.
I'm going to say stress away. I'm actually even going to change my answer now because I'm feeling abundance.
Mm.
I just know that oil is just incredible. And Kunzia, part of the tea tree family.
So what is Stress Away? Sounds delicious.
Stress Away is beautiful. It's got like a lime, vanilla, lavender aroma. It's refreshing, calming, but also, yeah, grounding and uplifting at the same time. It's amazing. Delicate.
What about abundance? Does it make abundant you feel
is
abundant?
Spicy. It's got cinnamon, frankincense, myrrh. It's a real spicy, but it's all the beautiful sort of spiritual oils, I guess. And I'm going to say that oil definitely attracts abundance.
It's a goodie, hey.
And don't put that oil on if you're not in a good mood, because it will manifest the wrong thing.
It's in my bag the whole time because I bring it to classes to diffuse what I teach. And I feel like I'm sharing you know, this feeling of abundance. Because I want people to feel good about themselves. Yes. Like, you don't come to my class if you bat. Like, no, I don't want to be that person facilitating bad energy in you.
No.
I want to be the person to help you manifest and good lift. Things. Yeah. And what about Kunzea? Sound like a really interesting name.
Kunzea, I'm pretty sure, I'll have to check, is from Tasmania.
It's Australian.
It's Australian.
Yeah.
If I'm wrong, my only other thing is it possibly could be from New Zealand, but I feel pretty sure.
I feel like it's more Australian name than New Zealand.
I'm pretty sure. It's by the tea tree family. It is less harsh than tea tree itself in the way that I can literally put it all over my whole face. It doesn't stink.
It actually... smells nothing like tea tree.
Probably not, no. Maybe a little more like citrusy.
More like 10% of like the actual tea tree that people are used to smelling. But I remember you letting me smell it about months ago now. And yes, it's so gentle. Just
grounding.
I got a really kind sensation out of it. And speaking of sensation, like, why do people feel different ways when they're smelling or diffusing different essential oils?
So the beautiful thing about the Young Living oils is that the way that they are handled and distilled means that, when I was saying before about their constituents, is the natural energy that that plant has. So you, me, animals, plants, we all have an energy, right? We all have a vibration. And if you don't handle that plant correctly and carefully, you will lose that special part of the plant. When we... are dead, we sit at zero in terms of our vibrational frequency. When we're sick, we sit at a vibrational frequency, and oils can be in the hundreds and can lift our body right out of a, you know, a sick place, a cold or flu, reduced immunity, or even just a slow, droopy feeling can lift you up. Or if you're really high strung and anxious and stressed, it's gonna calm you. It reads the body and does what needs to happen,
which is why we always say, like, raise your vibration, right? Like, yeah. That I mean, like, all people, not all people, like people from like long time ago didn't just come up with phrases on words for no reason. And I feel like there's always a lot of wisdom and history and story behind it, which is what I love. So we're here to really speak about your journey into like swapping out into more chemical-free living. What actually are you swapping out?
So I'm swapping out anything that's touching my body personally and anything that I'm using in my home. So your cleaning, your laundry liquids, your dishwashing liquids, all of those type of cleaning things. Personal care, I'm definitely swapping out the shampoos, the conditioners, the body wash, deodorant, makeup, moisturizers, all of those personal care items. They're definitely.
And when you say you're swapping out, are you making your own with the essential oils?
I used to, and then life got a little busier. Actually, it's not just that life got busier, it's that the company that we're speaking of today, Young Living, actually is constantly advancing and evolving. So 3 years ago, for example, they didn't have laundry liquid. That's only happened in the last 18 months. So I did used to make my own washing powder back then, but they go on their own journey same as us, and they're constantly discovering and extending their range. And as they're bringing in new products, I think, look, they're more expert than me making these amazing convenient products. I'm just going to get them. But there is also lots of DIY people out there, and that brings them lots of joy, and they love doing that stuff. So you have the option.
So I think, like, you know, when people think about, like, or hear about the word essential oils, they usually hear about, like, the DIY hippies and hipsters out there. But that's not necessarily true.
No. It's completely, we've advanced from that. I feel like we're actually getting back to our roots and using natural sources to heal our body. I guess that's why wellness experts, you know, as you were saying, talk about whole foods and eating alive foods. It's the same as what we put in our skin. It's the same as what we're spraying in our home. That's all being absorbed into our body and affecting us daily.
And so, I love food, and in the previous unrecorded conversation we were speaking about, like, you know, when you're making a cake, for example, you could actually use a vanilla essence
or you can actually use a real vanilla pod.
Yeah.
And, you know, the vanilla pod is actually going to be much stronger. You know, it's going to be much more real. You know that it's real vanilla compared to, you know, whatever that's been going on behind that bottle of vanilla essence. Correct. Or vanilla extract. And it's real thing. It might be a little bit pricier, but then you just know because it's real. And so, speaking about price, is there a big difference in lifestyle when you're like swapping out products in our household, in our personal care, with more chemical-free products?
I would say everything that I'm using is pretty much on par with conventional products. And if not, some things are cheaper. There is maybe certain parts of their facial care range that might be a little bit more expensive than the average person, but definitely no more expensive than high-end.
Oh, I have creams. Come to realize that like skincare products, you get what you pay for. And yes. Some of the, you know, like I've been there myself, like I've used some of the high-end stuff like SK-II, and it changed my face, but I don't know what's behind the ingredients, which right. one, it's a little bit scary. Mm. Like it might have worked for that rapid change, but whether I will use it long term, now that I know the skin is the major organ of our body, if not the largest one.
Yeah.
And now we have a line called the Art Skincare System. Yes. And it's actually beautiful. It's so gentle. It's not foamy. It's just a gentle cleanser followed by a toner. The only thing that I'm a little bit, I guess, uneasy about is that we don't have a night cream.
I just use the sandalwood cream.
Because I'm such a big believer in night cream. And I feel
like... You love the sandalwood.
And I feel like if there's any ritual out there you should never skip, is slap on a night cream. Because that's where we repair, you know? Like at night when we're repairing and it's more moisture. And I just have found at times when I haven't used a night cream, when I go to bed, the next morning I don't wake up as plump and juicy around the skin. So I've definitely recognized the effects of using a night cream. So I just swap out to a different brand of just specifically night cream, but looking at the ingredients and really making sure there's non-harming ingredients out there. So speaking of those ingredients, can you share with us like what should be the big ticket item, the red flags that we should be like, once you see it, no.
Okay. PEGs, capital letters, PEG dash any numbers. So if you see things with numbers, you do not want to be using that. You've got your parabens, you've got your sodium lauryl sulfate, your SLS. That is an engine degreaser. It's super harsh on your skin and the respiratory system. Fragrance, for any of the listeners out there that have not seen Stink, S-T-I-N-K, definitely take some time over this summer break to be watching that. It's like an hour and it is just eye-opening. It goes right into the detail of the word fragrance and what that actually looks like with the legalities and the loophole around it, and the fact that it can have up to 1,000 chemicals under that one word.
That's scary.
So scary.
Yeah.
And they're allowed to.
Why is that? Is it because like when we talk about fragrance or perfume is exactly the same as like perfume as in cologne? And is it because that people don't want people to find out what the proprietary mix of ingredients and therefore they could just brand it under fragrance?
Correct. And there's just nowhere in the law that says that they have to explicitly say every single chemical within that bracket.
Mm.
And pretty much fragrance means a fake smell. It's an artificial smell. It's not a smell. It's not like the smell you get when you go and smell flowers. It's fake.
Yeah.
And it can cause all sorts of things to people's health. One of the biggest first reactions is a headache or a cough.
Yeah.
And it will really make you feel uneasy.
I actually, now that I am slowly swapping out, because you know, a swap out could be a long journey, and I think people need to also recognize that and take it at their own pace. Yeah. It's not just going to happen tomorrow.
No.
So it's going to be a slow pace, like turning vegetarian or turning vegan. It's going to be a slow pace, but it's a lifestyle change.
Yep.
But now that I've done that for a little while, I'm definitely more sensitive towards smell.
Oh,
especially things that are, you know, loaded with oh, we don't know, we even know what's out there, like things that comes in aerosol spray, yes. you know. And I remember you were saying before as well, like when you're spraying those stuff in public, you're not just only spraying on yourself, but it's also harming people around us. It's almost like secondhand smoking, essentially. Yes. Yeah.
It's really harmful for people's respiratory. And you'll see, like, if you spray things near an elderly person, they will start coughing. They literally can't handle it, and they can often have allergic reactions. But I liked your comment about now that you're detoxing and ditching and switching, that you're becoming more sensitive. There might be some listeners out there that say, well, when I smell that those chemicals, which they don't necessarily think are chemicals, I like the smell. I like the smell of scented candles or whatever it is. And I think the reason that is because your senses in your nose have actually been killed from the chemicals that your brain actually doesn't pick up anymore what is a warning to the body. But once you have detoxed that, for me, for example, because it's been over 3 years, when I walk down that Coles aisle through the cleaning like area,
I get a
headache.
I can't. It's too strong for me.
Because your nose has now connected with your body and everything is working.
It's like our palate, isn't it? Like if you've been eating too much sweet, too much sugar or whatever it is out there, you know, then you start to be conditioned to want that ingredient in your palate.
And your brain thinks it's good.
And then, but once you like detox the sugar or artificial flavoring or whatever, then you start to become so sensitive. And I just remember like now, like if I have a piece of cake that is loaded with sugar or like icing or whatever, maybe I have a spoonful and that's enough because it's so strong. Yes. Like I can't take the whole thing. So yeah, so it is one of the things that our body will adapt towards, isn't it? Like, and it's a slow process of detoxing, not just only like our lifestyle, but also the mental mind-body connection. That's really fascinating because what I found is that when you are feeling better with your health and your physical body, you're also functioning better.
Yes.
Like you have less stress, you're happier, you're less reactive, and you're essentially allowing yourself to become better.
Yeah, totally believe that. 100%. Mm. It's amazing. And the detox process can take time. You know, we were saying before about personal care products, like detoxing your deodorant, it doesn't happen overnight. If you've been using deodorant for 20 years, it could take, for me, it took 6 months. Same as...
It took me a day.
To detox?
No, to actually ditch my
deodorant. I'm saying actually the toxins coming out from using natural deodorant. No.
Yeah, so the decision was like one day. I was like, awesome. The moment I was like, it's near the lymph nodes, this is going to be potentially carcinogenic cancer causing. Yes. I'm like, none of this shit getting near my armpit. It's not worth the risk anymore. But the detoxing process, I told people when I decided to go to ditch deodorant, and I make my own or I just use essential oils, is probably about 2.5 weeks.
Great.
Yeah, because I was in Bali and I was in nature and I wasn't doing anything, and I was just like, you know what? Doesn't matter if I smell like myself or, you know, smelling a little bit off. But once that big gunky layer is sweated out and you wash it out, because when you're on holidays on a retreat, if you're starting to stink, just go jump in for a shower or a swim in the ocean. You know, you clean yourself naturally. Yes. Like you're not using chemicals or products.
Yep.
So I was very fortunate that whole chunk of 2.5 weeks was just enough.
Yep.
And then when I came back, I never used deodorant again. Are days when I don't use deodorant. I just spray a little bit of lemon water underneath the armpit.
Oh, beautiful.
And nowadays I make my own spritz. But also, like you said, like, you know, time and times can just get in the way. Or you run out of ideas to make new ingredients. Just buy from the website.
That's right.
Why bother when people can do it for you? Or if you don't know how to do it on your own.
Exactly.
But would you say that's one of the big ones to ditch out? And what else?
Deodorant is a big one to ditch out when you're going through this ditch and switch process. Shampoos. There's an amazing article that I got actually just two nights ago that there is now officially 98 shampoo brands that have been listed that contain a carcinogenic chemical. And three of the companies were willing to remove that chemical in the continuation of their product line.
Wow.
So shampoo is a real, real, real big one because you're in the shower and it's hot and it's steaming. You've opened up your pores and your skin is kind of like receptive and you suck actually in more than if you...
So they will go the same as body wash and everything. Yeah.
Anything in the shower, and that includes cleaning in the shower with like exit mold or any of those really bleachy, chlorine-y, yucky chemicals.
It was exit mold the other day that I... spray a little bit and I just couldn't stop coughing.
Yeah, it gets in your respiratory system and then I was bloody like, dangerous.
And I was like, none of this shit is getting near me anymore because now
that's a really bad one.
If you listen to the body, I feel like your body will just let you know.
Yes.
It was on the first spray, and because the shower is quite a tiny space, and so it was on the first spray, and I just like, oh my God. Or red flag, like almost like alarm going off.
Yes.
And I just like, nah, I just wash it out straight away.
Yeah.
And I just chose to use other stuff. I just cut a lemon in half and just bring the lemon to scrub my shower.
Okay, that's getting real all natural. I think there is a step up from that.
Yeah, for sure. But I'm like, yep, I'm just going to use this because this is equally good. So
do you have the Thieves Concentrate, the cleaning?
It's coming.
It's coming.
It's all coming.
It's going to change your
But I world. Feel like if people want to live more chemical-free or more...
eco-friendly.
Or eco-friendly or more hipster, as I like to call it. There's a few ingredients that you must have in your household. Lemon, bicarb soda.
Vinegar.
Salt. Don't buy the expensive, like, Himalayan rock salt, because eat that. But, you know, they still produce table salt, like, you know, in the shops that you can buy. And I use that for cleaning.
Oh, cool.
Salt,
I don't do that. Wow.
Sugar.
I just
salt
love the
and sugar.
Carb.
And if there's so many recipes that you could research because of the chemical reactions, as in not chemicals, but it's just scientific reactions between salt and sugar that changes things in the process when added to water or something that you can actually kill things and like, you know, or
get
remove
rid of grime.
Yeah, it's so, just go back to nature.
Yes.
Yeah.
Basic thing. And they're cheap, those ingredients you said.
Oh my God, so
cheap.
Way
cheaper than buying a big bottle of cleaning product.
A big 1.5 or maybe it's 2 liters of white vinegar, if you buy home brand, 98 cents.
Yeah, it's really, really
good. And
just
make sure you recycle the bottle.
Yes.
Oh.
And on cleaning products, the cleaning products that I would use in my home, some of those natural ones that you've said, those ingredients, but also I use a really amazing concentrate called Thieves. And
which is another great product by the company.
Incredible. And that is one of the most copied recipe, like ingredient combinations now for antibacterial, antifungal, antimicrobial.
The funny thing is that you would say people are trying to copy, but none of them smell the same.
That's because they haven't got the same quality of essential oils to start
with. It's like, you know, it's almost like another company out there try to, I know this is a really bad example, but it's the most prominent one that I could think of. It's like other companies out there trying to copycat Coca-Cola.
Oh, yeah.
You just would never get there. So you might as well just get the real deal, Coca-Cola. And
yes.
In this case, I know it's a bad example, but we are like the proprietary, you know, ownership of this formula.
Yes.
You might as well just go with it.
Yes. It's like the original or the founder or whatever. So yeah, Gary Young that started Young Living, he pioneered over 25 years ago. He really paved the way in essential oils. And from that comes the different ranges, the baby range, the personal care range, all of it. It just kind of flows secondary from that.
So speaking of Thieves, so if people out there are listening who's like, you know, well, I don't want to use like essential oils aromatically, which is fine because it's not for everyone to diffuse, you know, because it can be a little bit woo-woo and like, oh, it's just some smell. Is it really going to do anything?
Right.
Or, you know, if you don't want to use DIY products, I would say the one thing that's probably going to really help people change and swap out into a more chemical-free lifestyle is to use the Thieves range, whether it's the oil to make your own or just allow, you know, swap out of different products, especially like laundry liquid, dishwashing liquid,
100%.
So
yes.
Oh.
So the reason that Thieves, and people are probably wondering, what the heck is this word Thieves? These were just a name that they called the cleaning range based on a story of some thieves during the Black Plague. that had this combination of natural ingredients, cinnamon, lemon, eucalyptus, rosemary, and I can't remember the last one. It'll come to me.
One more. So one more. It should be in here.
Yeah.
Let me search it up for you.
Lemon, cinnamon, rosemary, eucalyptus, and clove.
Cloves. Yeah, that's the one who's very prominent. For those people who don't know what I'm doing right now, I'm just flipping over this wonderful manual or handbook that you've created for workshops.
/gatherings.
What are workshops gatherings about?
So I love to run gatherings/workshops. It's the same thing, just gatherings can sound a little less intimidating.
Mm.
Every fortnight at my house or someone else's house, and I just love to create a space where people can come and learn a little bit more about chemical-free living. And on the journey of the last 3 years, I've just created a booklet. So every single person gets a booklet that they can take home and continue learning, and we just go through questions about essential oils. We have a whole chemical chart that we go through and look at all the chemicals that are in conventional products. We look at the ways you can swap it. I've got some little recipes and tips and tricks, and it's just a little handbook to get people started.
That is so generous of you to like really share all like the little lessons and your adventure.
Yes.
In chemical-free living.
Yes.
With the other people. And I feel like, you know, it is such a big topic when it comes to essential oils, isn't it? Like when people start exploring, you can really dive deep into the rabbit hole.
Mm.
And the best way to really get all your curiosity, you know, and your question answered is by coming to a workshop.
Yes.
Or hook us up, you know, have a one-on-one chat by a phone call or Skype or whatever out there. So speaking of, do we have a workshop coming up?
Yes, we do.
5th of January, I believe. It's a Saturday.
Eastern Suburbs.
So if you're in Sydney-based Eastern Suburbs, or even if you're not even Eastern Suburbs, just drive along, come to us, come and hang out.
Yeah.
What we're going to, you know, any questions, how to get started, what to do. We pretty much help and support people step by step.
Yeah, literally.
As big or as little as you want it to be.
That's right. And sometimes it can take listening a couple of times for some people each time they take something away.
Mm.
I encourage hearing it a few times to let it really sink in. For other people, they hear it once and they're probably already a little bit on the journey and they're like, that's it.
Swap out your deodorant.
they're maybe more a personality, or they're just super convicted on the topic.
Yeah.
So it's for everybody on any part of the journey, whether you have never exercised or eaten healthy food in your life, or you're the most healthy guru person ever.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, you know, it's not just about us here preaching or educating others, but it's really about a community that we're creating, about providing support for people who want to find out more. And I've already seen people in our team who are actually sharing like recipes or articles that they found, you know, recent research that they've come across, and just really sharing. So it's a really beautiful community that is connected via essential oils, because you can use essential oils in so many different ways.
That's right.
Aromatically to diffuse them, you could have ingest them, you could use them topically, you could make products, DIY.
Yes.
And if you, you know, happen to trust what we say and what we're sharing to come across, you know, come on board at Young Living, there's also like wellness products that you could use, like the Ningxia Red, the other supplements
is a whole nother topic
it's like as deep as you want it to be, or as minimalistic, or as, you know, sustainable for your lifestyle,
correct,
as you want it to be. And I just wanted to remind or share with the listeners, pretty much, you know, in that unrecorded chat that we had a while ago, we also spoke about, like, if you really, you know, dive deep and really look at your finances and work out your budgeting, it's actually so affordable.
It's so affordable. And I think there's this, you know, misconceived idea that every single thing we do that's healthy is expensive, and that everything healthy is inflated. I don't think that's true at all. All you have to do is go on, you know, the Bureau Statistics of Australia and look at, in 2016, Australia's spending, and you'll see that we literally spend something like $23 a week as a household on personal care products already.
Yeah.
So all you would be doing...
And that's on average, isn't it?
Average.
Yeah, and that will probably... Does personal care cover makeup?
Apparently not. That comes under beauty.
That is scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was like a couple of hundred, $200 to $300 that we're spending on house in a household a month on fashion? Health.
Health. Whoa.
Like medical stuff.
I thought it would be fashion.
That's so that I figured out a month it was like over $300 to $400 just between personal care and health expenses.
That's crazy. When you could easily swap out for just over $100 a month.
Yeah. So I like to think of going chemical free as a like a resource swap. It's not that you're adding things to your expenditure that you've never had before.
You're actually just swapping out.
You're just swapping your normal washing powder you might buy at Coles for your washing liquid that you maybe buy on your online account.
Or make your own. Some people really enjoy making their own stuff. Hey.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you're creative and crafty and love
that. And when you make your own, it's actually even much, much, much cheaper than even buying a conventional branded products from the supermarket. 100%. Yeah.
So there's everything. There's something for everyone, whatever stage you're at.
And I think my parents always say this, like, you get what you pay for. And I think when it comes to cost, it's a really good indicator about what you're actually getting yourself into. Like, for example, we were speaking about before, you know, in the unrecorded episode, it's like you can get a rose essential oil for $3 or you can get the real deal for over $300.
Yeah.
But the $3 one's probably just gonna be rose scented fragrance.
Yep.
Rather than rose essential oils.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So you really get what you pay for.
Sometimes I think there is things that we purchase and they're definitely inflated and they're just putting a big fancy price on to make it
look, I think, like, especially status. In Australia.
Yes.
Because we're so far away from everything.
But with this company, that is not the case. And when you ever want to go visit the farms or you really want to look into the practices of the way that they do farming, that the fact that everything's watered by hand, some flowers, for example, ylang ylang is picked by hand at 2 a.m. in the morning. Like, the detail that goes into cultivating these plants to have a little bottle that gets delivered to us is, like, insane. Like, every drop is gold. It's not a big price just because it's a healthy product. We're talking, like, hours and years of research.
And I mean, like, we can say this, but for people who, you know, are still a little bit, like, skeptical, is that most people, when they come across ourselves and, like, when we share, when they smell it, they could really smell the potency in the oils, can't they?
Oh yeah,
it really speaks for itself.
It's an instant reaction.
Yeah, it's like, you know, like, going back to that same example again, like using vanilla extract or vanilla essence versus the real pot, the real pot's always gonna stand out.
Yeah and you can tell by the way you feel when you're,
because it's about the vibrations smelling that we spoke about earlier.
Yes.
Yeah.
So one thing I love to do in my gatherings is I love to just start the beginning of the session with just a beautiful oil that we can put in our hand and just inhale and take a few deep breaths. And instantly people are like, oh wow. And you can hear the bodily reaction.
Hey.
And RC, which is the most beautiful eucalyptus blend. Mm. And as soon as I get people to inhale that, they go, oh my gosh, like the experience.
I literally like ladder my whole foot with RC.
Foot?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like the bottoms of my feet.
Yeah, beautiful.
I put it.
Beautiful.
RC, and I put my socks on. So it's like that little cooling, a little bit spicy. Mm. And I just let it hang. Because, like, you know, with my, with the things that I do, like high intensity, high impact workout, you know, every week, teaching bar, like always on point. So like my feet, which is like I got a foot massager. So yeah, so my feet sometimes can get quite tired and quite sore. So like having that really helps.
Totally.
Even anything that's remotely spicy, like peppermint, panaway. So all these delicious spicy oils that really bring out.
They're hot oils.
Yeah, not spicy. Hot oils. So what about people who can't make the workshop in person?
Oh, still reach out. There's something for you. We can either do a it could be something as basic as a 20-minute phone call, just to have a few little questions.
We've been through that multiple times in the last 12 months.
Or it could be, which is something I've been really focusing on at the moment, is just doing a one-hour one-on-one online session. And I have the booklet out in front of me, it gets sent to the person, they're following along as I speak, and it's still really interactive.
Mm.
The only element that's missing is obviously
they can't smell.
But I still think that if you're resonating with the information, you're going to want to get connected and you're going to want to investigate more anyway.
Yeah.
So there's always ways around it.
What is the best way to get in touch with the with yourself?
Through my Instagram.
And what is the handle?
living_the_abundant_way.
We'll put that all in the show notes as well. I'll link it up for all of the listeners. But when they do get connected and they want to get started, what is the getting started process look like?
With, you mean coming to a workshop or post workshop?
Post-workshop, like getting their hands on the oils.
Yeah. So at the back of all the booklets that I've made, there is a full list of how you can get started and which way suits your lifestyle. So it's all written out and it's all through an online process.
Yeah.
A lot of people are too busy for admin these days, so I will always offer admin on the spot and we can just get going straight away. Yeah. But it's all through online.
And what would you be your biggest advice about getting started?
Oh, totally needs to be with one of the starter kits. These starter kits have been very carefully designed so that any new person in this community would get set up with just the right amount of things for that particular topic.
Yeah.
At the beginning, at a really, really good price. Like we're talking, you know, the 11 oil kit is originally valued at $470. But a new person only has to pay $250.
And they also get the diffuser.
They get the diffuser. You get the most amazing range of oils that you're literally going to use on a daily use.
Yeah.
Out of the 200 or so that they have, they've selected these ones.
Yeah. And I think if I would have learned anything out of all of my personal journey as well, it's just like trust your process in your personal journey.
Yes.
Yeah. Like it can get quite overwhelming because it's such a big topic, and no, it's literally life-changing, you know, when you decide to go vegetarian or when you decide to go vegan and things like that, or when you decide to suddenly exercise after 20 years of not moving. It is gonna be a big life-changing experience, and just really take it at your own pace. And I think both of us are always here for any types of support.
And I also am a big fan of, everyone has different personalities and everyone receives things differently. Some people really love the kind, gentle, patient approach. Some people are just going all in. All in, and they're like, tell me everything to do. So I've written a 12-month chemical-free plan for those type of people.
Yeah.
Or there's other people that just want to be a part of community and they want to slowly learn from other people and through friendship. I just feel like whatever it is that you need, there's always a way.
There's a space for everyone.
A space for everyone. That's what I'm trying to say.
And like we've mentioned the other day, like, you know, loneliness is one of the biggest
thing
in the world right now. And if anyone needs any type of support, plus starting a journey to better wellness, better health, better moods, why not?
Totally.
Because when we become, I always strongly believe, and I say this in my class every time, well, not every time, most of the time, is that when we become the best version of ourselves, we inspire others by allowing them the permission to do the same.
Yes, love it.
That's going to be the quote on my tombstone.
Love it. So good. No, it's true.
Do you know what? This episode is so juicy that we initially wanted to re-record the third time for half an hour. But now we've got into 50 minutes.
Brilliant.
That's how time flies.
It's how easy it is to talk about
it. So when people, I really urge the listeners out there, if it only, if it even intrigues the slightest amount of curiosity, just really get in touch, hey.
Yes.
And if you're in Sydney, you're in luck because we're running a workshop. 5th of Jan.
5th of Jan. And you know what? If there's enough people in another state that are interested, we might just fly to you.
We will travel.
Yeah. I've gone to Melbourne, Geelong.
You're going to Perth?
Byron.
Have you got to Perth?
I want to go to Perth.
Yeah.
I'd love to go to Europe. We could just make it a big world tour.
But we also have we also have teammates like elsewhere you know, we can hook people up with. It's literally a very expansive community.
Yeah.
Suitable global for anyone and everybody. Oh, I know what was the thing that we didn't get to chat about this time, but I'm just going to briefly bring it up. Speaking about global, is because of the different regulations. US, Australia, New Zealand versus Europe.
Oh, yeah, in terms of the chemicals that are accepted on the...
So I feel like people should really go and really research about it a little bit more. Because if people don't know, tell them about what's the difference in Europe versus Australia, America, New Zealand.
So Europe has banned... Hopefully I'm saying this right. And you will also see it when you go and watch Stink. Is I'm pretty sure it's 1,700 chemicals Europe has banned, and America has banned 17. So there's a big difference in that. Europe is kept very up to date with their legalities, and they're run by a completely different government system. America's obviously run by the pharmaceutical industry, and they have not updated their laws and regulations since like the 1950s. It's just, we've just kept on doing the same old thing. But America has done some studies, and you can go and look into things like formaldehyde and the Johnson & Johnson case. And there is things that are Roundup and all different things that are starting to come out now. And
isn't that ingredient what they use to preserve bodies?
I don't know about that. That I think would be something to look up. Interesting.
Or not preserve. Sounds harsh. Not preserve bodies, but like to...
stop death?
No, to prevent dead bodies from...
decay?
Stinging.
Oh,
I think so. I think I've heard it before. Someone mentioned that word. I don't remember what that word
is. Formaldehyde.
But now that you mention it, I'm like,
formaldehyde is in a lot of different personal care products. It is a nasty one to look out for, and it has been proven, literally in America, that it is cancer causing. That's a real deal.
If you're in Europe, you would never find a product.
I don't think that you would have any products with that ingredient in it. No.
Wow.
So we are actually in times that are changing.
So we're catching up.
We're really catching up. And
like it or not, it's going to happen.
Yeah, it's more than 20%.
So why not start now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the more people that are doing it, the more we're going to change the world, the environment, and decrease modern day disease. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. I love it. I feel like we're going to definitely be meeting up for like a part two, part three, part four. Maybe we should meet every month.
Yes.
And just really educate people more about this. And remember to hit record.
And if people have questions of particular little things that they want to know, tips and tricks or
share what their journey is like, if they've already started this chemical-free living.
Yes, yes. I love that.
Yes. Just some final parting wisdom. You're quite religious and you're quite spiritual. So if Jesus knocks on your door via your dream one night and say, "Caitlin, your time on earth is done. You've been invited to come to heaven." What would be your one key message?
Other than love people, I think it's acceptance. I think there's so much judgment in the world, and there's just so much criticalness about others, that if we can really just learn to accept people where they're at on the journey in any area of life, and just meet people where they're at, we're going to like see the world radically changed.
Love it.
Acceptance.
Do you have any favorite quote? Because we didn't get to do the
favorite
fun fact icebreaker. So I'm just thinking like now we're going to wrap up.
I know what it is.
Just to get to know you a little bit better.
And this has been one of mine for at least 5 years. It kind of came from a verse that was, "I'm off and I'm running and there's no turning back." And I think it's that all humans have the capacity for change.
Oh.
Everyone can change. And I think that has
just
stayed in my spirit for a long time. And I just think no one is eliminated from change, ever. There's always a chance that you can do something right or change.
Tony Robbins always says, "Life can change in a moment." And I just took that and make it my own, and I just believe that moment is called a choice or a decision.
Wow.
If you've made a choice, if you've made a decision, then your life can literally change in that moment.
Right.
Yeah.
For good or for whatever consequences.
Yeah, yeah. So you choose, you decide. I think life is in our own hands.
Yep.
Yeah. And what are your three favorite words or phrases?
I really don't know. I want to say abundance. I want to say get it done.
Get shit, make shit happen.
That is my personality. I just like to get shit done.
We preach that at every single retreat. Make shit happen. If you're constipated, go and take some, you know.
Peppermint oil.
Peppermint oil or laxatives, natural ones. Go take some pineapple. Yeah, like, I don't know. Prunes. Or prune juice. Make shit happen. Literally, scoop it out if you need to. Like, make shit happen.
And probably just love people.
Love.
Just love is the source people, of everything, man.
Isn't it?
Just meet people where they're at.
Amazing.
Thank you.
So lovely. So we've got so much more.
We've just scraped
it. 3 hours and we finally recorded at the third go.
Yeah, but it was meant to be.
It's meant to be. And I feel like the third one was the best one as well. Good things come in threes.
Yeah. Love it.
Love it. Love you. I want to acknowledge you for your time and your generosity in sharing all your knowledge and your about your personal journey into essential oils and chemical-free living.
Thanks for having me.
And I feel like, you know, if people just allow themselves to step on this journey, you can change your life for the better.
100%.
And when you're better, people around you will become better.
Yeah.
Happier, healthier, wealthier, more abundant.
Yes.
Everything.
Yep.
Yeah. So let's invite people to come on this journey with us.
Yes.
For abundant living.
Yes.
Yes. So much yes. Until next time.
Okay. Thank you.
Remember, sleep is golden. Movement is medicine. Mindfulness is magic.
Love it.
And 5th of this January, you can make all three happen.
Yes.
By coming to one of our workshops.
Come meet us. We want to meet you.
Yay. On that note, it's time for rest, digest, and dinner. Bye, guys.
Bye.
There you have it. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as both Kayla and I have enjoyed creating and recording it for you guys. And don't forget, if you are based in Sydney and you want to get involved in this journey yourself, that we have a workshop coming up on the 5th of January. And for all the information that we spoke about today, feel free to check out the links in the show notes. Get in touch with either Caitlin or myself on Instagram. So her handle is Living the Abundant Way with underscore separating all the different words. And I am just simongo.wellness on Instagram. So please get in touch. And like always, if you have enjoyed the contents created on this Happy Hour podcast and you want to support the show, please hit the subscribe button. It's the best way to say thank you, and that's the best support that I, as a creator and a producer of the show, and the biggest acknowledgement I will ever receive from the listeners. So thank you for tuning in today, and I can't wait to share with you lots more juicy episodes. And before I forget, if you are celebrating, wherever you are celebrating, have a wonderful Christmas and happy holidays. Until next time, I have a feeling it's going to be 2019 the next time you tune in. So have a great day, and don't forget, sleep is golden, movement is medicine, and mindfulness is magic. If we can learn to include more of these three items in our life, we are already one step closer to having more wellness in our life. Stay happy, stay well, and I'll see you soon, happy people. Bye for now.